and welcome to episode 3 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on January 7th, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Happy New Year, everyone! We at Nightlight Stories want to start the new year off right, so make sure you stay tuned after the story for a big contest announcement. Our third story, Dale, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Have you ever thought that something would never happen to you, and then it did? Dale, by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. It was spring on the mountain. Trees budded and bloomed, preparing to shade the land in the summer. The ground was covered by a bright green moss that laid a carpet over rocks and roots of trees. There was a blanket of leaves that were crunchy from autumn's past that had not been swept away by the wind. On the top of the leaves were branches strewn about as if they were thrown by the trees themselves. The bark on the trees was growing back furiously to replace what had been nibbled on and torn away by the animals in the winter. The buds of the flowers began to awaken and poke their heads out of the soil, searching for the warmth of the sun's bright rays. The fragrant smell of the early blooming flowers, like the golden daffodils, made the deer's mouths water and the squirrels' tails twitch with excitement. The animals on the mountain loved spring, especially Dale, the gray fox. He lived happily in his den on the mountain, which was a cave tucked into a group of large boulders that were piled on the top of a steep hill. In his den, Dale had gathered soft moss to lay his head on and crunchy leaves to keep him warm when the nights brought a chilly wind. He loved everything about it here. He loved the feel of the tree roots and sticks on his feet, the different berries he could find around the mountain, and the treasure scraps people would leave out in their compost piles. Most of all, he loved the sound of the stream flowing right by his home, the rippling of it inviting him to take a sip of fresh water provided by the mountain. He always wondered where the stream went. He had tried to follow it a few times, but was not able to reach the end of it before dusk when it was time to turn around and head back home. He always turned around at the same spot, the man-made bridge that lay across the stream. There was a white house that was set far behind the stream, but Dale had never dared go over the bridge. He was unsure of its steadiness. Besides that, he really had no reason to travel too far away from his home, since everything he needed was right there. Dale popped his head out of the cave, his warm nose met by a rush of refreshing morning breeze. The wind carried the many delicious smells of the mountain, which made Dale's mouth water a little bit and his nose twitch as he took an even deeper breath in. He stepped out of his cave, hearing the familiar crunch on his feet, and made his way to the stream for a quick drink before setting out for some breakfast. As he rambled down to the stream, he quickly surveyed the land around him and was delighted to see his friends Hoppy and Twirly. They were deer that he often bumped into during his travels, but he hadn't seen them in a couple of months, and he had never seen them this far up the mountain before. He took one last gulp and scampered down the hill. "Top of the morning to you both," Dale cheerfully greeted them. "Good morning, Dale," the deer both said in unison, slightly surprised by the sudden break in the silence on the mountain. "I usually see you further down the stream. What brings you up here?" Dale asked with much curiosity in his voice.
"We had to move this season. Seems there are more houses going to be built. The berries and tree leaves we feed off of were taken away with the trees and the land. All that is left is dirt and the yellow growling machine with the large claw on the front," explained Twirly.
"Where are you living now?" Dale asked.
"Oh, we have found a lovely spot nearby. We had to travel a bit of distance, but it was worth it. We have berries galore, and the tree bark is plentiful. The squirrel family that lived next door moved along with us. The winter was a little bit difficult with the acorn shortage from the trees being sparse, but they have found an abundance of acorns on the trees and ground of our new home," Hoppy explained.
"I am so happy to hear that," Dale said sincerely. "Feel free to visit my home any time for some bark or berries. I have a lot of hardy trees by my home, and you are welcome to share them."
"Thank you so much for your generosity," replied Hoppy.
"Well, we are off to find some breakfast. The air is rather fragrant this morning with freshly bloomed tulips, if my nose is correct, and they are a delectable treat indeed," said Twirly.
A little bit relieved, Dale waved his tail, said goodbye, and tromped out of the pile of leaves he was sitting in. Dale began to follow the stream.
"Wow," thought Dale, "I am so happy I live high on the mountain. Those trucks will never be able to travel this high up. There is no way they could even move my home. The boulders are so sturdy, and the trees have such deep roots. No machine could ever move them."
At this thought, he had convinced himself that what had happened to Hoppy and Twirly would never happen to him, and he began to prance a little more quickly down the stream. He nibbled on some fresh leaves and buds, and even found some rather large grubs and earthworms that finished off his breakfast perfectly. As he took another cool sip of water from the stream, his ears instinctively twitched as he noticed a faint sound. It was thunder, or so he thought. It made the ground shake ever so slightly. However, when he looked in the sky, it was perfectly blue, and the wind didn't smell like rain was coming. If it was not thunder, then what could it be? He perked his ears and continued to listen intently. The sound grew steadily louder, causing the ground to vibrate even stronger under his feet. The leaves crackled around him. He waited a few moments more, and then the sound slowly faded, taking the rumblings of the ground with it. Dale hadn't even realized how tense his body had become until he felt the muscles in his legs, neck, and back relax. Convincing himself that the sound was just a boulder that had somehow dislodged and went rolling down the mountainside, Dale continued on his journey of the day. After a few hours of exploring, Dale reached the bridge just as the bottom of the sun hit the tops of the trees. As always, he took notice of the house far beyond the stream, but this time heard laughter coming from the yard. The smell wafted over to him and grabbed his attention as the people dropped the overly ripe tomatoes, yellow squash, and strawberries into their compost pile. Oh, those treats tickled his nose fiercely, and he felt his stomach lurch in an attempt to urge him onward. Gathering his courage, Dale placed one paw on the bridge, hearing it creak slightly. "Nope, not today," Dale said to himself, suddenly noticing that he had lingered too long and the sun was beginning to set. He decided he would have to trot the whole way home if he was going to make it before the animals of the dark came out. It would not be safe for him then, as there were many predators on the mountain when it was dark. As he trotted back, he couldn't help think about the house, the laughter, and the treats that lay beyond the bridge. Dale felt a feeling of comfort there, the smells and lay of the land reminding him of his own home. As he approached the top of the stream, he noticed the low growling sound again. It grew louder with every step he took. Then, as he came to where his home was, it came into view. To his horror, Dale saw nothing. Nothing except the grumbling, roaring, yellow machine. There were no more trees, no more leaves. There were no more roots or berries. Dale looked around frantically and realized there were no more boulders. His home, his safety, his comfort was gone. Anger flared up from Dale's belly, and he glared at the machine. How could this have happened to him? In an instant, he felt the anger subside as the worry poured in. His mind raced. Where would he go? What would he do? He stopped and forced himself into thinking about his immediate survival. It was getting dark, and he would need to find a safe place to sleep for tonight. He peered through the dusk and found a hollowed-out tree trunk. He was going to have to take what he could get for now. Dale crept inside and listened as the machine drove off down the mountain. As he hunkered down for the night in the log, Dale felt sad. His den and everything inside it was gone. Sleep had trouble finding Dale that night. Every time he began to drift off, he heard the grumbling of the machine coming to plow over the log. After hours of laying there in the dark, scared, cold, and lonely, he finally drifted off to sleep. When he awoke in the morning, he was hoping it was all just a terrible dream, but as he opened his eyes slightly, he could see that he was still in the hollowed-out tree, not his den. He moved slowly and cautiously out of the log, taking notice of the land around him. It was completely flat, and the log he was in was one of the very few that had not been cleared away. The growling yellow machine was nowhere in sight. Dale scrounged around the flatness looking for anything that might have survived the destruction, but everything was gone. His belly reminded him that he needed to eat, even though he didn't really feel like eating. Giving one last look over his shoulder, Dale crept down the mountain, away from his former home. Dale followed the stream, looking for something to satisfy his raging belly. Head down, Dale walked and sniffed, and walked and sniffed, as if in a daze. Then, the smell of tomatoes, squash, and strawberries hit his nose. Suddenly, the feeling of comfort came flooding back to him that he had felt yesterday, and he knew where he could go. Looking up, Dale saw the man-made bridge. There were no people voices he could hear this time, which would give him the time he needed to scope it out. If he could find a home here, no one would be able to clear this land since there was already a house on it. He looked at the bridge, took a deep breath, and put his two front paws gingerly on the planks. Again, the bridge moaned under his weight as the planks shifted slightly, but as soon as he put all his weight on them, they steadied. Dale crept slowly across the bridge, cautiously planting each placement of his paw. Dale's confidence grew with each step, and by the time he was halfway across the bridge, Dale felt an overwhelming urge to sprint to the other side. Taking off, Dale crossed the remainder of the bridge in two large gallops, the second of which landed him right into a cluster of dry leaves. Dry leaves! Dry leaves that kept him warm back in his den. Looking around, Dale saw green moss growing over the rocks and roots of the trees, and an unruly blackberry bush by the compost pile filled with scraps of yummy treasures. The smell was scrumptious. As the happiness of all this goodness filled his heart, Dale reminded himself that he still needed a den to call home. Looking around, Dale noticed a group of rocks smashed together into a pile right by the bridge. He hadn't seen them during his mad dash across the bridge. Dale crept over to the rocks. To his surprise, he saw that there was even more rocks right under the bridge. The rocks formed a perfectly small cave, just the right size for a gray fox. Dale perked his ears, wagged his tail, and took a deep breath in as he thought, "I am home." We hope you enjoyed the story. This episode is sponsored by Goosey Cards. Goosey Cards are the first and only custom flashcards for children that can be personalized with photos and text. Goosey Cards are the ultimate flashcard because they give parents the power to teach, and their teaching possibilities are endless. Kids love them because they're fun, and parents love them because they're educational, and I especially love their durability. If you visit Goosey Cards at www.gooseycards.com and place an order between January 7th, 2009 and February 28th, 2009, you can receive 20% off your order. Just type in the promo code NIGHTLIGHT during checkout. But wait, that's not all. What a better way to ring in the new year than with a contest. That's right, I said contest. Send us an original picture of your favorite scene or character from the story, Dale. It is that simple. All entries will be posted on the slideshow of our fan art for all visitors to view. One winner will be chosen randomly on January 28, 2009. The winner will receive one free set of Goosey Cards. All you need to do to enter is send us a digital picture of your work of art to nightlightstories@gmail.com. Again, that's nightlightstories@gmail.com. We would love to see your creations and post them to share with others. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.